Hey guys, we're about to go live to talk Real Housewives of Atlanta Season 9, Episode 6, Tastes Like Trouble. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I haven't seen this music video.
Right. No, I like this song.
You know what the thing is? I went to the Drake and Future concert, but I don't know that they
played this.
Yeah.
No, they didn't. It's new. It came out after the tour.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, I was going to say, so I don't remember
like,
this.
To let them know, like, we're still at it. You
yeah.
Know, like, just because the
I know.
Tour is over.
Oh, we're not I know. Done they're so good, together. Too. Yeah. Hey guys, we are back with right. Real Housewives of Atlanta. We want to listen to Drake and Future though, so.
Definitely. Can are you guys see the video?
Yeah, oh, I don't think so.
Okay, that's
no.
What I was doing. Okay.
I know, I've never seen this video, but I used to play soccer, so I'm like into this video right now.
Because
I love Future and I love Drake.
And I feel
and
like it's like a,
I'm a soccer
hard
player.
Song.
Like yeah.
A, if you're working hard, we're all working hard.
I love
here.
Future.
Even though this doesn't feel like work
yeah.
After this. fun.
Yeah. Yeah, so how's it going, guys? We are back to talk some Real Housewives of Atlanta, and
definitely.
This was such a good episode, so we're so excited to get into it.
This is what I've been waiting on. Like, I feel like all the other episodes, they've been dragging us along very, very slowly.
I know, and so that's the thing. Like, yeah. I watch all of the Real Housewives. I've watched all of them from the very beginning.
Right.
And it reminds me of when my mom used to watch like these, like she used to call them her stories because she's like, I don't know why I watch these are so boring, but
right.
Like at the beginning of every season of Real Housewives, it just gets really slow until you get into it, and
right.
Then
boom,
all hell breaks loose.
Yeah.
So that is what is beginning to happen here on Housewives, guys. We are so excited to talk Season 9, Episode 6, Tastes Like Trouble.
Definitely.
And I am your host, Jesse Zahner, and you can find me online at Athletic. And my co-host tonight is
Mo Classify. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Mo Classified. And our other two guest hosts, they're a little under the weather. They didn't want to get anybody sick, so they'll be back next week. But shout out to them,
yeah.
English and Justin. Hi, guys. Hope you're watching at home.
Yeah, and I am loving this video, by the way.
Good. It's the soccer in you.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. But let's go ahead and
yeah,
get into it.
Yeah, let's get into this. So where do you want to start?
Can we get the feed up, por favor?
Yeah,
but
where do you want to start? This was a crazy
where it
episode.
Started. Yeah.
Yeah.
Phaedra and the bomb threat.
Oh my gosh. So it's so funny because I know we talked about this last episode.
Right.
And we were wondering, you know, do we think that this is a real thing?
What did we say last time?
I was skeptical
was real,
because
yeah.
I'm always like, you know, with Phaedra, she's so dramatic about things and
right.
She's always like twisting the truth. So I didn't know what to believe. But then the news was like reporting that this actually
yes,
happened.
Exactly. So I actually kind of don't believe it now.
Yeah.
That I saw the show and the bomb new music. That's what they claim that. Well, that's what Phaedra claims.
Right.
No, it was not a bomb. He was actually just dropping off some bomb music.
Some bomb new music.
It sounded very, very
so now
untrue.
I don't, right. So now I don't know what to believe because... Wait, so do you think it's untrue that he was dropping off bomb-ass music, or do you think that there was some type of threat
right.
towards Phaedra?
I think it's untrue that he was dropping off bomb new music. I
yeah.
didn't think that far as to, like, where did the actual threat come from,
right.
if that's a lie. But I think that was a lie just because I don't feel like anybody would be confused by that. And I feel like he wouldn't have, if he's dropping off bomb new music, he wouldn't have said it in a way to make people fearful, you know?
Right. Well, so, and that's what she was saying. So apparently he went to the wrong office.
Right.
And
that wasn't the case in the beginning either. Her assistant called her and said a guy was at our office.
Right.
Like, I'm sure she wouldn't have mistaken the office. Like, obviously she saw him. She witnessed it.
Right.
So it couldn't have been the wrong office.
Well, and that's what I'm thinking. Like, was she lying? Did she not really see him? Did the other office call and say, hey, this guy is dropping off a bomb?
Right. But I feel like the assistant acted... She acted like she was there. I feel like she wouldn't have been passing on secondary, you know, information
yeah.
and acting as if it was real. She acted as if she saw it. She was scared for her life because she just witnessed it firsthand. You know right. what I mean?
Yeah. So tell us out there what you guys think, because I am so confused as to what's going on here. Because I don't know if the bomb threat was true. I don't think right. somebody brought a grenade into Phaedra's office. Right. But the way that Phaedra's even speaking about it
sounds like a lie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really sounds like a lie. And then I'm like, why would he drop off bomb new music to Phaedra? Is Phaedra an A&R now? You know, what does she need to do with this music, you know? Is she helping you figure out if that should be the next hit, if that should be the next mixtape that you drop?
Right.
You know, like, why are you dropping it off to Phaedra out of all people? She's your lawyer. She's not your manager. Right. You know, that didn't make sense to me either.
Yeah. I don't know. But just the way that she talked about it, I don't know if I believe her.
Exactly.
That's the story.
Exactly.
But then what is the story? Who, I mean, it was that drama guy that came, right?
Sounded really fabricated. Yes, it was drama. But every time Phaedra talks about it, it sounds very, very fabricated. Like, yeah. she has this story in her head that she's already prepared for the people because she knows everybody's going to ask. And so she's just, like, very careful to say
like such a exactly what happened. But it's, like, such a shitty lie. Like, right. You couldn't think of anything better to
right.
come
and
up
then,
with?
Right, if it is a lie, what really happened? What right. really happened? What do you guys think yeah. really happened?
Please tell us what you think happened, because I don't know what to believe at this point, so... That was really interesting.
Right. Everybody's already jumping the gun, and they are talking about the Kenya and Matt situation.
Oh, my gosh. I know.
Right.
That was crazy.
Definitely. That was next on the list anyway.
Right.
Kenya and her sentimental moment with Cynthia.
Yeah.
And just, you know, discussing everything that's going on. He didn't come to the birthday. They made the cake. He didn't right. get to eat it.
Right.
So
Cynthia was, like, totally in the dark. She had no idea that Matt didn't show up
right.
to the party, which she was kind of upset that she wasn't invited before. So I felt like Kenya should have been like, hey, Cynthia, do you want to come and be my date?
Definitely. Well, I'm not sure, because, you know, Cynthia kind of didn't want to come. Like, I feel like just because Kenya didn't invite her, Cynthia also said, oh, this is a couple's party.
Thing.
I know that's
right.
not my, you know,
right.
that's not me anymore, you know.
Right.
That's not my type of party anymore.
Right.
So I feel like she kind of knew her place, and
yeah.
maybe she wouldn't have felt comfortable even if Kenya did invite
yeah.
her.
Yeah, and you might be right about that.
Mm-hmm.
But the Gucci cake looked amazing.
Right, it did. It really looked
yeah.
great. I feel like it looked a little childish, but it looked great.
Yes.
Nonetheless.
I couldn't make that cake, so I was
right.
pretty impressed by it.
Definitely.
It looked amazing.
I want to share with the viewers the IG post that Justin sent
us
earlier this week
yeah.
about Matt. So just in case anybody doesn't follow Matt on Instagram and didn't already see this post in maybe the Shade Room and Baller Alert, let me share it. So I guess Matt knew what was coming this week, and he saw
mm-hmm.
last week's episode, so he was a little disturbed by how he's being presented.
Yeah, so this is crazy. And I also want to get your thoughts on the conversation that Cynthia and Kenya had.
The page is not available anymore.
Oh, he deleted it?
The page may have been removed. Wow. Yep, he
well,
removed
can
it.
Can we sum up what he said?
Maybe somebody has it.
Yeah.
Had it, you know, like people these days just screenshot Matt about Kenya.
So what did you think when Kenya and Cynthia were talking about the situation and Kenya started crying? Like, did you believe her to be sincere in that moment about what was going on with Matt?
I do. I actually do believe that she's trying.
Yeah.
And then I actually relate to her on the having it all part.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's, you know, worried. She's just like, as soon as I am happy with someone.
Right.
And... you know, it never gets to be complete bliss. Always
mm-hmm.
something pops up, something bad happens,
right.
something blocks the complete happiness, and it makes her worry if she'll ever be able to have it all, the success and the,
right.
you know, fairy tale love story, and, you know, just actually really be with someone, start a family. You know, she talked about, am
having
I going to have kids and stuff?
Right.
Yeah, so it's like career or this, you know, life that I dream of having, or can I have them both?
Right. So, and that's what's so tough, because I think that's a hard thing for a lot of the housewives, not just in this season, but in another series.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that the success, or like her personal success, is getting in the way? Or do you think that the things that she does in the relationship are? getting in the way of that.
I actually do think it's her success.
Do you?
Yeah. I feel like he's a little insecure about her success. And like she talked about that as well. Like, I'm just a regular guy.
Right. That came out of nowhere.
Exactly. Yeah. So I feel like he is a little insecure about that situation. And like he said, stop treating me like I'm disposable. So I feel like in the back of his mind, she may be treating him like that. But at the same time, I feel like he probably already thinks that in his head that he is disposable. Right. So any little thing that she does, it brings him back to that. I'm disposable. She can leave me at any moment.
Exactly. He'll leave her. Okay, so he's really insecure about her.
Yes, it's the abandonment issue.
So because I can't remember everything that Instagram post said, but it's kind of hard to believe because I think he was saying that
I pulled it up.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. You want to tell everybody what his Instagram post said?
Okay, so this is Matt, you guys, on Instagram. He started with, "Please stop lying. The whole abusive boyfriend thing, I'll let it play out, even though I was totally against the whole idea in the first place. I never once mentioned any of this stuff in the photo. When you tried to show it to me, I didn't even know it was you." He's talking about Jay-Z and Kenya.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that she claimed he was jealous about.
Okay.
So he says, "When you tried to show it to me, I didn't even know it was you. And you were horribly offended and started shouting and alluding to relationships you had with some of, frankly, I just don't care. Sweetie, you are 45 years old and single. I wanted to be with you. I was proud of my queen." And Matt reveals that as a kid, he considered Kenya a legend. "Any of them brothers wanted you, they would have had you a long time ago. Sorry, it's just the truth. I won't be made out to be jealous or insecure. That's never been a part of my makeup or my character. But now that we're done filming, you need to be able to dispose of me properly, right? So when you interview, you can point to a pic of Hove, by the way, happy birthday, Jay-Z, from 96, and say I was jealous of a photo I never felt any way about. But conveniently, leave out how you messaged my publicist to take down the video of me and Marlo Hampton because fans kept saying I looked better with her. Please stop it, Kenya. Insecure, cursing the production team out so you could block me from going to Portia's fitness event. Tell the truth about the fake birthday party you planned purposely a day before you booked me the flight back to Atlanta so it would look like I just didn't show up. Since you're the one that asked me to come back, shame on you. If you want the attention of any of those brothers in the photo, then contact their publicist. All respect intended, I wish one of them would have married you so it wouldn't be another heartbroken sister out here. Everybody gives you a pass. Even the brother you call gay all last season pulled me aside and told me to stand by you and love you right after I barked on him. Shout out to Chris. I wish you well. I really hope you get what you desire. You had a brother that loved you. I'm trying my hardest to be mature, but please don't lie on me."
Wow.
Right.
So that, I don't even know what to think about that because, so what do you think? Do you think that this was all a storyline that Kenya like kind of manipulated? Because he did kick the door in. The window of the garage door in.
Okay, so a part of me, like when I first read that post, I believed a lot of what he was saying.
Right.
But then watching this episode and seeing that he actually is a little hostile and a little crazy, and I kind of do believe that Kenya loves him genuinely, or did love him at one point.
Yeah.
I don't know. It kind of makes me rethink the truth of that Instagram post. Like, really, did she go out of her way to...
Yeah, so when I first read it earlier this week, I believed it. Mm-hmm. And then same thing, when I saw this episode, I don't know what to believe, but some of the details in that are so...
Kenya.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to believe. I think they both do very much love each other, but I just think that they are, like, not the right person for each other.
Yeah, and maybe not the right time.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah.
And I don't know if it's, like, love or, like, something else, but I think they're definitely, like... something about each other and it's just not gonna work out.
Yeah, I feel like he needs to grow up a little bit.
Well, she's making him crazy. Or maybe he's already because the only reason that I think so is because and you know, who knows whose truth is right or wrong. But here he's saying, what does he say? He says, like, you're a deceptive
manipulative.
He said you're manipulative. Right. He says you're fundamentally deceptive. And I'm just like, these are like, he really has been thinking about this. But so this is where I struggle with, is this a guy who's just insecure because he has this beautiful woman who's successful? Mm-hmm. And, you know, probably a lot of guys hit on her. I mean, she's beautiful. She's gorgeous.
Right.
And then is he just insecure? And so he's like, paranoid and not thinking these things up in his head.
Right.
Or
that could be true. And he may be thinking them too soon, but maybe he really does know that Kenya is not going to have a long-term relationship with him.
Well,
but still, I feel like, how would you know before you were done filming that she needed to dispose of you? You know.
Right. And I actually think she loves him, but I don't know what she's doing. Like, he says she's disrespectful, and he says that she talks to him like a farm animal. And Kenya has a way with words, and she's super manipulative.
Right.
So she's so good at, like, getting under people's skin that I don't know if she's just, like, if she's insecure in a relationship too, so she tries to manipulate people or make people feel less so that they think they have to, like, stay with her.
Right.
I don't know what is going on.
They both could have abandonment issues.
Yeah.
So they want to leave before they get left.
Right.
Or, you know, hurt before they get hurt. Like, hurt the other person before they
I'm
get
really
hurt.
Sad that this just isn't going to work out.
Right, right. Yeah. But somebody says, just like with Apollo, they're both hard to trust because they both lie. So that could definitely be true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And who else thinks Matt was renting that car that he sped off in?
Oh, yeah.
In Kenya's driveway.
Yeah.
And we're promoting some new bomb music as well. Don't call the cops. But who was next? Who was next?
So was it
Cynthia? Peter went on Wendy.
Oh, yeah. So Peter went on Wendy Williams. Yeah. And
how do you feel about that? Why Wendy?
Well, Peter just loves the spotlight. He just needs the attention.
That's what I said. Another publicity stunt.
Yeah, and he's just, I don't know if he's just upset that he's not on the show anymore, so he's just trying to, like, cause waves.
That's
so
exactly
that
what
he
I
goes
thought.
On Wendy Williams, says something, and then it comes and shows up on Real Housewives. He can't just go and be like, oh, yeah, we're doing this very respectfully. I still love her. She still loves me. We're going to, you know, get out of this, and we're going to be friends still.
Right, right.
He has to go in and say, I'm totally blindsided.
Right.
And Cynthia's bothered because she has tried to make this
an
easy process
simple.
For him.
Yeah. Yep, and I feel like she's blindsided right now by the that he went on Wendy and, like, you know, threw some low blows on national television. But, and Wendy at that is just why Wendy?
Thing.
You couldn't have went to any other network or outlet.
Because he knows that that's what's going to happen. Like, he knows he's going to go on Wendy. He's going to cause a little bit of a stir. He's going to get talked about. And
I'm thinking, who called who? Like, did Wendy call him?
No.
Or did he say, Wendy, hey, I need to come on there?
Yeah, he called Wendy. He called Wendy.
Peter. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe him. And I feel sorry for Cynthia because she has been trying her hardest to, like, just keep it intact, you know?
Yeah.
Not let too many threads unravel.
Right.
But, yeah.
He's so difficult to deal with.
Yeah, and I feel like if he keeps it up, like, throughout the rest of the season, Cynthia's going to explode.
Yeah
and it might not be pretty.
Peter, you're killing me.
Right. But yeah, I couldn't believe him. Like, Wendy of all shows.
Oh, yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Let's see,
and where do we go from that?
Candy, they have progress.
Oh, yeah. And the restaurant.
But I was also thinking, I don't want her to become Kenya or Sheree in rushing because of other people's opinions. So she was like, is there any way we can get a tasting happening because the girls are wondering and asking? It's just like, let them wonder, let them ask. Slow progress, it doesn't matter. You guys are progressing and eventually they'll be able to taste it. So I just want it to be right. Take your time and get it right, you know? Like, don't rush it just because of their opinions.
I know.
You know?
Women are so hard on each other. Like, so competitive. Like, you can't just go out and do something because then somebody's going to say something and it's just going to keep going on.
Right.
So, like, Candy can't even open a restaurant because she has people breathing down her neck. Hey, when are you?
Keeping tabs.
Yeah. It's like, give me my time. I want to do this right.
Right.
And she can't even do that.
She said they're rolling by, wondering about the construction going on outside. Like, and I bet people, Kenya probably is just rolling by like, what's the progress on Candy's restaurant? Is it ready yet?
Right.
It's been building for.
And I don't know why they just can't leave her alone because Candy's a successful person.
Right.
Like, she has many successful businesses.
Right.
Like, let her do her thing.
And she usually
she's
minds
got this.
Her business.
Yeah.
Cynthia is living in L.A. Did we say that last week?
So Cynthia, last week, she was looking for houses in Atlanta. But remember, she is kind of not sure what she's going to do because Noelle wants to go to school in Los Angeles.
In LA,
So she might be splitting her time.
Okay. Portia needs a home.
Yeah.
Wants a home. So to me, it was kind of shocking that her home is leased
Yeah. Yeah. First off, that house is beautiful.
It is.
But yeah, so she has to move out in 45 days.
Right.
And her sister comes over and is ready to box things up, which is, I hate moving. I just moved. It's so difficult to live out of boxes. And her sister's like, you can eat out off paper plates. It's like for 45 days, really. Right. I'm not going to eat off paper plates.
Right. So, I hate packing. Yeah. I'm packing. I'll wait till the last minute.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So she's looking for a house. And she also starts talking about wanting a family.
Right.
So she's trying to decide, like, do I live in the city? Do I live outside the city? Because I want to have this family.
Right. Her family's facial expressions were hilarious to me. It was just kind of like family. And then her mom, do we have a man, though?
Yeah.
Do we have a man to start this family with?
So what do you think of Todd? Not Candy's Todd, obviously.
Right, right. Portia's Todd. I actually like him, actually.
I do, too.
And I think he's open to this whole scenario that Portia has made up in her head.
Right.
And slowly but surely, he's going to come around.
Right.
Because I feel like if he wasn't open to it, he would have ran by now.
Yeah.
Like, ran.
Oh, for sure. What opposite. Guy?
Yeah. He wouldn't have, like, lingered on to even make her believe that this could be something.
Right.
So, yeah, I feel like I like him. I want to see. I mean, to me, Portia's not giving me that she wants to build a relationship with him. She's giving me more of what Matt's saying. You're disposable, and I just kind of want you to be my child's father.
Yeah.
And you can go on about your life, and we'll just be good from there.
Yeah.
That's what she's giving me, and I would actually like to see them build and maybe make a true, genuine love relationship.
Right.
Yeah.
So we find out that his last name is actually Stewart.
Right, right, right.
So she was Portia Williams, then she married Cordell.
Cordell
then she
was Stewart, yeah.
Portia Stewart, now she's back.
Right.
And now was she going to go back to Portia Stewart?
Right. I was actually thinking she was going to say that maybe he was Cordell's cousin. Because when she said he Facebooked her and said, you married the wrong Stewart. And I'm thinking, like, what do you mean? Like, that's your cousin or that's your family member? Is that what you mean? But I'm guessing he's just like, you know, generically speaking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh my gosh.
So that's interesting.
Too close to home. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So I like that. I mean, I hope that they can work it out, but we'll see if Portia's serious about it. Because I think he is.
Yeah. And even, like, seeing what's going on in next episode, like, he seems genuine and sincere about it and just, like, patient.
Right.
You know, ready to work it out.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah. If so, I'm happy for Portia. Oh,
me
been
too.
Waiting for that.
Yeah.
They say Portia's mother. I don't want to say that. But she was looking good.
Yeah, she was.
She was too Tommy Todd as well. Okay, and then so Mama Joyce.
Mama Joyce was on fire this episode. I'm sorry. I love Mama Joyce. Yes. I know people don't like Mama Joyce, but she's so funny. So she is, they just for real need to give her a peach at this point. Because
definitely.
She
went out of her way
to
take the initiative. To
she,
bring some tea to the show.
I could not.
The episode.
Well, first off, she's incognito. Like, I was at first like, who the hell is that?
Right, right.
And then I'm like, is that Mama Joyce? And what the hell is she doing?
Right.
I thought she was, like, going to Phaedra's office because I had no idea where she was.
In a way, I thought that she was going to try to file divorce for Candy and Todd herself. Like, I'm done and I'm tired of this relationship and I'm just going to see what's necessary for Candy to get this divorce from this man.
Geez,
that's what I almost thought.
Yeah, that's a total Mama Joyce move.
Exactly.
But she was meeting with a lawyer for another reason, which is also shocking.
Right.
So she goes to just gather some information and advice from a lawyer about she has a friend who
has a husband
has
in
a
jail.
Husband jail.
Right.
Yeah. And she's asking about divorce and if the Georgia law is true that if you have a husband that's in jail for 2 years, is it easy to get a divorce?
Right. And basically, it is. I liked her quote. I'm educated in the streets, and it did not come from walking. That's going to be my caption soon, very, very soon.
Yeah, but, so she's like out to get Phaedra because she thinks Phaedra's out for Candy.
Right.
Which
I don't think she is anymore.
At this point,
I feel like they're not necessarily worried about each other.
Right now in this episode I feel like that, but the next episode, like what we saw from next episode, I'm like, you can't call Candy yourself to ask her to go out to dinner with you to talk. Like, you have to
have
your assistant
call.
I
didn't think about
that's
that.
Ridiculous.
I just thought it was shocking enough that she was asking.
Yeah so Mama Joyce is like, she's coming for Phaedra.
Exactly,
because she knows Candy will just let it go at this point. I feel like
she's going as far as to
She said, I wouldn't piss in your mouth if your guts were on fire.
Yes, Mama Joyce. She's coming with the one-liner. She's almost better than Nene and Sheree.
Oh, my gosh. I know.
Because they always have the one-liners.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking about Phaedra saying that Apollo first wanted the divorce.
So that was,
like, I was like,
because she acted like all this time that she wanted the divorce.
Exactly, exactly.
But that's exactly what she said. Yeah. So she said Apollo wanted the divorce. Then she went ahead and filed papers. And then when she did that, he didn't want it anymore.
Right.
But now she thinks he's on board again.
He's coming back around. So that was the first we ever heard of that. She made it seem like Apollo was.
So that
made it like she was always the one ahead in this, you know, taking the lead and taking the initiative, kind of making Apollo look bad. Like, I'm divorcing him. You know, he's in jail.
Like, yeah.
He can't do anything for me.
That was shocking to me.
So he made it seem like that, yeah. But we do have other things that we found on Instagram. Apollo's new girlfriend.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can pull that up. But yes, Apollo is definitely
That was shocking
engaged,
to me.
Maybe.
Yeah, if that's a real engagement. That was really shocking to me because Phaedra has acted so like high and mighty about like, oh, I want to get a divorce and he's stopping it, and all this time it was him that initiated the divorce.
Right. Okay, so Apollo, and he definitely is engaged. Apollo Nita and his fiance posed for photos during his jail visit. So go on a shade
like
room.
Like engagement photos?
To see more of that. I'm not sure. It doesn't even show us the photos.
Yeah, and somebody in the chat room also said that I think either him or him and his girlfriend or fiance, I guess, are going to be on this season.
It says TMZ reports that Real Housewives of Atlanta producers revealed that they want to keep her full name, Apollo's fiance's full name, under wraps because she'll be appearing on a new season of the hit reality show. Wow.
What?
That's going to get interesting. Phaedra and this woman and Portia possibly may not be able to count to 10 with this one.
Oh, my God.
We'll definitely see. Yeah, that's going to get very interesting. Very, very interesting. So, that's like, they're bringing all the exes back.
Well, and this actually goes back to what we were talking about last week. So what we were saying is maybe they didn't go through the divorce because then they could testify against one another.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder how that works now. Maybe we're just, that was something that we just thought up, but maybe there's no more court about all of this and it's all completely over.
Divorce.
And he's just,
No sticky fingers or whatever.
Wow. Okay.
So they said that is very tasteless from Apollo. It is, in a sense. Maybe it's not. We don't know what went on with Phaedra and Apollo's relationship because Phaedra just, I don't know. She just fools us all the time.
Well, and what Jay Ruiz is saying is interesting. He said if Phaedra got the divorce right away, she would have no storyline at the
Definitely.
Time of filming, which
I
is
agree.
True because this
I
is
agree.
Exactly, this is all that she's
How far
talking
would Bravo
about.
Let her go?
Gosh.
I read Phaedra filed the divorce papers with all of their names misspelled. I believe it as well. Mm-hmm. As educated as she is, that's an educated move.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a smart move.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh.
And
so
Phaedra, the damsel in distress, pretty much. That is how she's coming off. Yep, that's true.
So where do we go after Mama Joyce sneaks in and talks to the lawyer?
Right. Let's see. Back to Candy.
So
the
Candy
opening
has
of
the tasting.
The tasting, right.
Right.
This aunt, she never looks pleasant.
No.
What's her name? She never looks pleasant. She's just like...
She shows up. She has a cake. She's like...
But I love her,
though. Yeah, I got the cake.
I love her. It's so
too.
Real. She's just
That's
like,
my attitude.
Why are these cameras
people,
in my face?
People look at me and they're like, what is wrong with you? Like, I used to have a boss that would be like, come in my office and she'd be like, did your dog die today?
Right.
And I'm like, no, why? And she's like, you look so sad. I'm like, no, I'm just not like a smiley person.
Right, that's my normal
I
face.
I have a resting bitch face.
Exactly.
And people think I'm really nasty because of it,
Me
but
too.
I'm not. That's just how I am. And that's what, she just comes in. I brought a cake.
Right. Like, what? Why are y'all talking to me? Why are y'all even looking at me? Why am I here?
She doesn't care. And she sits back. You can see, like, her in the background of the table.
Just
like, everybody's at the table,
attention.
And she's just sitting in the back room. She's done. She
right. Because even when Candy was saying, like, my mom made this. I mean, we have this banana pudding. My mom made her cake. My other aunt. And she's just like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm that aunt. That
in the meantime, yeah. Mama Joyce is so excited to be there. Exactly. She comes dressed.
She looks amazing.
Yeah. No, she does. At this point, she for real deserves a peach.
Right. She was one of them.
Yeah, she shows up. She's dressed perfectly. And she just has this smile. Right. Like
she knows she's about to get Phaedra.
Yeah, I know. Well, then it was funny because she has a smile like you know she's up to something. Exactly. Candy, you should be questioning your mom when she walks in with a smile like that on her face.
I feel like she kind of always does.
Yeah, but then she said Phaedra was coming, and she's like, what? Phaedra's coming? And I was like, come on, Mama Joyce. She knew what you're doing.
She was trying to act fooled, like she didn't have something already up her sleeve. Yeah. So that made it, you know.
So everybody comes in, and one of the first things that happens is Shrey.
Bertha is mean.
Bertha's awesome.
Somebody's a fan of Bertha like
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I am going to be Bertha.
Bertha loves Mama Joyce's shade, though.
Yeah. Seriously, that is like the kind of like person old woman I'm going to be. Like, I'm going to sit and just watch.
Right.
I'm going to have that friend that just like stirs everything up. So that's so funny.
She is just like Mama Joyce. She just like plays the background.
Yeah.
She probably like giggles inside when Mama Joyce stirs up all the drama. She's like, you go, Mama Joyce.
Exactly. So Shrey comes in, and like Shrey hasn't had anything to do this episode. So I guess she feels like I need to get in here and just like stir a bunch of shit up.
Right.
So she comes in and they're all sitting down. And the first thing she says is that Kenya told me that I had a Mama Joyce looking wig. Or what did she say? A tired Mama Joyce looking wig. Right. She tells Mama Joyce that while Kenya's sitting there.
Right.
Just like,
did
come
Kenya
on.
Did Kenya deny it?
No, Kenya did not deny it.
Okay,
She,
I know they replayed it,
well, no, because
she
said, something like, no, I didn't say it like that.
And they replayed it, and it was exactly like that. Right.
So Candy, you know, tells them that Kenya's already apologized. And then Mama Joyce is like, what's wrong with my hair?
Right.
She looks perfect. She looks amazing.
She knows
And
she
then
does.
She flaunts all of it. She's like, I'm 66 years old. This is all natural. Right. Like, you better hope you look this good at 66.
That's true. She does look really, really good.
She does.
Yeah. I hope I do look that good.
I know.
At
me too.
Yeah. She,
I know,
her
she looks amazing.
High heels and her fitted dress.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked her look. Go, Mama Joyce.
But more mess from Shrey, more shade from Shrey. I feel like she was really back this episode.
Why was she doing this? But like, I didn't understand why she was going at Candy first.
No, I don't think she was going at Candy, actually.
She just wanted to bring it up.
Yeah,
and
she
just, like,
generally wanted to know.
Why would
like,
you do that in front of everybody?
I don't know. I kind of feel like Shrey is like that. And then at the same time, I feel like their group of girls is kind of like that. Like, I can bring up this topic. This is what we talk about, you know, like it's kind of a conversation, like girl talk, you know, like how's everything with you and Block, you know, just like if you can share it with me, you can share it with everybody. It's not off the table because we have all talked about it.
Of course. Yeah. And I just think it's such like a touchy subject, but also, I mean, it's probably the producers are in her ear. Like, hey, when you sit down at the table, you need to ask Candy in front of everybody and stir
it
up.
But no,
a
I feel
bit.
Like Shrey actually did want to know, because even when they talked about it in the past, when it first happened,
right,
I feel like Shrey was actually very interested in the topic, like,
well,
not knowing everything that happened with Portia, like, oh, she was shocked, like, oh, Portia's been with him,
right?
Or
but then,
oh, like,
she was so shady about it,
right?
So, but I believe she was genuine to an extent, because she can relate to the situation in some manner,
right? I feel like she was genuine to Candy,
yeah,
but not genuine to Portia. That was definitely shady.
Yeah. So she asks about Block, and you know, Candy's kind of thrown off, and she's like, what the hell? And in the middle of the conversation, she looks over and she's like, yeah, well, what did Block tell you when you used to date him, Portia?
And then, did she say date him?
What did she say?
She might have said date him, yeah, but I feel like in my when they went to the sex part, and that's all I was thinking. I was just like cringing inside, like, oh no, are we talking about this really?
Well, and the thing is, and then Portia got mad at Candy,
right? And I feel like, okay, I feel like none of them should be mad at Portia.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like Portia said, that was way before she knew Candy. So it's not like she can block who she knows is going to be
Kenya
her friend
loved,
in the future.
Yeah, Kenya loved that little bit of information, though. She was like, oh.
Right. but I do think Portia, in a sense, could be mad at Candy. I feel like it was a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
But at the same time, she could be, because it's like, why are you bringing up my name in this conversation?
Right.
It's like, you went out your way to tell Shrey that I dated Block, and you went out your way to tell Shrey that I had sex with Block when I never told you that. So now you're adding extra details to the story that are not necessarily true.
But I'm just like, who cares?
Right.
Just like move on. This is like nobody cares about this guy. Right. Just move on. Right. Be done with this.
But I'm proud of Portia with her counting the 10. Yeah. You know, that definitely could have ended ugly.
Yeah.
Knowing the past, Portia could have ended with some drinks thrown, some glasses broken.
Well, and that's why I wonder if this is kind of how the stuff in the season, like leading up to the feud between Candy and Portia, like, is this where it started? Like, was this just one of the many things that leads? Because I was wondering, like, how all of this stuff, and I don't know what happens between Candy and Portia, and I have an idea, but I'm like, is this where it started? Like, did she?
I didn't think about that, but that started sounds it,
and then more stuff happened, and
that sounds about right. I didn't even think about that, but that sounds like right, because I feel like they didn't even conclude that that scenario or that situation. Like, it was never made right, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like deep down, I feel like I could even see it in Portia's face that it still didn't settle well.
Yeah, well, she tried to count to 10.
She's gonna hold on to it.
But yeah, you can't just count to 10 and be like, and then hold it down and just like wait for everything else to build up and then just explode.
Exactly.
Like, you have to get that out.
Right. And that's probably what's gonna end up happening. She's gonna count to 10
and then
suppress it, but it's gonna come back.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting.
All right. Oh, I can't wait.
I know. So then Phaedra walks in. Mama Joyce wastes no time getting to what she wants to talk about.
Phaedra. I bet Phaedra was taken back. Like, oh, Lord.
Oh, she is coming. She is coming for Phaedra.
Right.
Phaedra better watch the hell out.
Right.
Because
right.
Mama Joyce is not fucking around right now.
Right.
Sorry.
But no, if I was Candy, I probably would have done the same thing about, like, bringing Mama Joyce back. Like, Mama, What do you need to talk to Phaedra about right now? Why is it so urgent? And the fact that it was so urgent, that's probably what made it like a, you know, like a alarm to Candy. Like, why is this so urgent for my mom? She obviously is up to something.
Yeah, well, I thought she was going to call her about, like, call her over and talk to her about the bomb threat.
Mm-hmm.
So to just dig right into the divorce stuff was hilarious.
But I thought she was going to say, I'm sorry to hear that.
You know what? It made me think about the one-on-one that we had with Candy, because one of our YouTube viewers had asked me a question before the interview about Candy just letting her mom disrespect everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is an example of when Candy steps in and says, okay, this is enough.
Right, right.
Because
she
just pulls Phaedra over and she's like, hey, I am so sorry. The shade she's throwing right here was so ridiculous. She's like, I'm so sorry about you and not being able to divorce, like, Apollo. She, like, just starts going in about the divorce. And you know she's going to pull out all these facts, but Candy
stopped it.
Yeah.
Stopped it in the tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Mama Joyce had her little confessional, and she's not having it.
Right.
Phaedra. Phaedra's up to something.
Before the end of this season, it's going to come out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's going to get what she needs to get out of Phaedra. Just, you know, her mission will be accomplished.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can see Phaedra's, like, not happy about this.
Right. I feel like she's almost like Portia. She's counting the 10 and suppressing it, not to make a big deal out of it. But I feel like just the status of Candy and Phaedra's relationship, it makes it touchy. So I feel like that's why, you know, Candy says she usually wouldn't step in, because her mother is her mother and she's her own person and she can do what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like her stepping in right now has to do with her status with Phaedra.
And Phaedra.
Like, me and Phaedra aren't on that level. I don't want to make it any worse.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mom, just chill right now.
Right.
Yeah. And then I feel like Phaedra, at the same time, holding back and just being respectful, is like, you know what? I don't want to have to start any extra drama with your mother, let alone you. So let me just, you know,
I felt like Phaedra was, like, scared. Like, not scared like Mama Joyce is going to beat my ass scared, but more scared like, her face looked like she was worried about, like, Mama Joyce is about to spill her shit and she needs to watch.
I feel like she definitely was worried. I feel like she's worried in general, even if it wasn't Mama Joyce, if anybody pulled her to the side, because I feel like she's telling so many lies that she has to keep it all together.
Exactly.
So of course I would be scared, because it's like, I'm on the defense. I have to be on the defense because I have to have my shit together.
Exactly.
Because I'm keeping all these lies together. So if you don't tell lies, like they always tell you, don't tell lies, and you won't have to keep telling lies, and you won't have to remember your lies. So Phaedra, just stop telling us lies.
Right. Some interesting.
Mama Joyce still not.
Yeah.
They said something about still not focused about afterlife or something like that. And then Mama Joyce loves the camera, but Candy is still scared of her, especially when she married Todd, who has two kids. They tried to say she had a mental problems on Candy's vacation show. Mama Joyce, I can kind of believe that in a sense.
What mental health issues with Mama Joyce? Yeah. I mean,
she's a crazy.
So after Candy breaks that up, they go and sit down, and Phaedra tells the story about the bomb and explains it to everybody, which we already talked about. It just seems fake. But she brings up, so it's so crazy. Like, I don't know what to believe, because she takes it to an extent of, this guy was racially profiled, we need to stop this. And then Candy's like, but I know she was scared.
Right.
Like, she had her bodyguards, like, she, like, all over her shit. She was scared. So don't act like you're going to come up in here and be like, oh, he was racially profiled and Black Lives Matter. And okay, you were scared.
Okay, but in a sense, I get where Phaedra is coming from if she's telling a lie.
So if that story's true, yes, I 100% agree with her. Because if he went to an office and showed up and was like, yeah, I got this bomb-ass music, and people are like, shit, and they're just judging him based on the way he looks and what he's saying, and they're just, then I agree.
Right.
But I don't know if I believe her story.
Okay, you know I don't know if I believe her story either. Right. But I feel like her being out of town and not being there, of course you're going to be scared because you don't know what happened yet. So when she eventually found out what happened, she's like, oh my gosh, you guys are racially profiling this guy.
Yeah, but did
this
she know what even happened?
That's how it could have played out.
But then what was with the bodyguards and all of this? It's like, was she profiling?
Right, because you still went that far. Yeah.
But and did she not know it was him?
She kept saying about Homeland Security this, Homeland Security
and
that.
The FBI.
And that made it more fabricated to me. I'm like, why do you keep...
Homeland Security and the FBI.
She was using that as her, you know, her backdrop. Like, that's what she was
falling They were like, oh, what do you mean? And she's like, oh, well, the FBI.
Yeah,
oh, because
they said
Mama
this,
Joyce,
they said that.
Because Mama Joyce was saying... He was tired of being messed around. Look for you. He was looking for you, and he was going to blow you the F up. And he wanted to blow you the F up.
She repeated that 3 times.
Yeah.
So everybody, they understood. They got it clearly that he wanted to blow you the F up.
Right.
But no, I feel like she just kept using Homeland Security to make others believe her story.
Yeah.
And that was just like... this is how true it is because Homeland Security said it, you know?
The FBI just looked into it, and I talked to Homeland Security, and...
Right, so I feel like that was just, like, her getting them off her back. Like, if Homeland Security said it, then it's true.
Exactly.
And leave me alone about it.
Right.
Yeah. So that's what made me not believe it even more.
So Mama Joyce was hood reporting, apparently, according to Phaedra.
Yes, I love that quote, too. I have it written down. Hood reporting again.
Yeah.
Hood reporting. But the banana pudding looked great. I definitely would want some.
Oh, they were loving that. Portia,
open.
Yeah, Portia's like, this needs to be on the menu all the time. I know. I can't wait for it to open, too. Right. Seriously, we have to go there.
Yes, I definitely
want to
go.
See Mama Joyce.
Let's see. Kenya and Matt again.
Oh, my gosh.
And
so this
their outside encounter.
Yeah.
And Kenya crying to the producers. That's what made me feel like it was pretty genuine.
I agree. Yeah, so... you know, I haven't seen that so much on Real Housewives of Atlanta, you know, them bringing these discussions with the producer in it. It was weird to an extent because I don't know how they cut it, but like she was really crying and upset. And I feel like he's a good guy. Mm-hmm. It seems like she wants this to work. Like she has this idea of in her head of how she wants this to work, but it's just not working like that. Mm-hmm. And she's trying to talk herself into like wanting to be with this guy who is could be
not
like
for her
physically abusive.
Definitely.
Yeah,
he seems like it.
But then a minute later, she walks back to her bed, sits down, calls him, and she's not, like, she doesn't look like she's been crying.
Right.
She doesn't sound like she's been crying.
Right.
So I don't know if they cut it, and this is 30 minutes later, you know what I mean?
It could
not
be out of order in general.
Yeah, it could be all completely out of order.
Right, she
could have
called him first and then started crying afterwards, just like hearing his voice and all of that.
And then she tells him, you know, they're wrapping up. I don't think this is a conversation we should have over the phone.
Right.
But, like, clearly, you know, if you're having this conversation while the producers are there, they're going to want to see this on camera.
Okay, so she did say they're wrapping up.
She did.
So I feel like they were leaving, and maybe it just took a little longer, and he might have got there a little faster than he probably should have. But then, in a sense, like you said, they probably heard her on the phone saying, come over, they're wrapping up. And maybe they said, oh, we're going to stay a little longer so we can get this tea as well for the show.
Right. And he agreed to come over. He was the first one that said, because she's like, I don't think we should discuss this over the phone. He's like, well, do you want me to come over?
But she had already said that they were wrapping up. So right. He felt like, okay, since they're wrapping up, this would be the perfect time for me to come over.
Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, I agree. I think this would be something really hard to discuss on camera, especially when you look like the bad guy. Mm-hmm. Like when they have video footage of you kicking in the garage door right. window. And
oh, that's so scary. Like, he really does scare me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know we don't have much time left, so I just want to go into kind of like what was said really quick. So Matt comes over and Matt, when she calls or he calls her, he says, the first thing he says is, can you give me another chance? It's like,
right.
Like, you literally just kicked the window through last night.
And that's what made me believe, like, okay, Matt, maybe Matt is really crazy because he's owning up to, you know.
To what he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they, you know, he shows up and he's automatically pissed off. He's like, is this an ambush? And then he just goes into, you know, I'll come back when we can talk. And he just talks about the verbal abuse, which I know we've talked about earlier, right. about how disrespectful she is. She treats him like a farm animal. And, you know, it makes you think, because Kenya has a way with words. Right. Just like the way that she talked to Portia in that reunion that set her off. I mean, Kenya says some really nasty things that could just set you off.
Yeah, she knows your breaking point.
Right.
Yeah.
So eventually she gets down to, you know, what next? Are you going to say that I was responsible for me or for you whipping my ass?
And then,
and then Matt was like, that is too far. Right. Like, you've taken this too far. And then he's.
OMG.
Yeah.
I don't think I heard that.
Oh, so it's right at the end. So because he was saying, like, what you don't understand is, like, the things that you say escalate situations. And I'm not saying that I'm right for the way that I react, but, like, you escalate things and it pushes me. And sometimes I'm, like, I'm a male and sometimes I get mad and I throw things or whatever. And she's like, so what? You're blaming me for you kicking in the window.
Right.
Like, next am I going to be responsible for you whooping my ass?
Okay. Definitely.
And then he was like, you know, you've taken this too far.
Right. That is a little far, though.
Yeah.
Kenya.
But that,
if she knows that, why is she still with him? Because that is the next step.
And that's what I think she's struggling with, because I think she wants to be with him, but she knows deep down, like, this is not right.
She has those tendencies.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I hate how she's acting about it. I feel like she should just put her foot down. She's acting like a helpless child in this situation,
mm-hmm.
when really she could have more control.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But next week, I'm excited about Kyra.
Oh,
having his shirt off.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Yeah. He looked great.
Yeah, so we see him doing some modeling, and then we see Portia and Todd Stewart. Portia mm-hmm. and Todd Stewart. And then we see Candy and Phaedra. I can't wait to see this.
Definitely.
They have dinner together.
Matt and Kenya and Kenya's father.
Yep.
And he's pretty much giving them an ultimatum.
Yeah.
Like, either be with her or don't. And if you don't, then don't turn back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's getting juicier, guys.
Yes,
it's getting better. Definitely getting better. I'm excited about it.
I know.
They took us on a very, very slow ride at first.
I know, but we're getting into it. And it's exactly what Candy said. Candy said the season is going to be really
good.
It's going to have a lot. So. Right. So.
You guys should go watch our Candy interview if you haven't already. I know we told you last week, but definitely go watch it. She gave us some good tea and dropped a few gems and a few hints as well.
So,
I think that's all for this week.
So we will see you guys next week. So thanks so much for joining us. Make sure you follow us on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to AfterBuzz TV so you can catch all of our after shows.
Definitely.
And I'm Jesse Zahner, and you can find me on all social media at Athletic.
All right, and I am Mo Classified. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Mo Classified. Thank you guys for tuning in and interacting with us. You were
great. We love to hear from you on chat, so thank you so much. And we'll comment to you guys too if you're watching this not live. So
definitely
comment on our video, and we will talk to you all next week. See you guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.